as a mountain of steel makes its way to the sea, and the last ship sails.
The plight of British laborers dealing with the changing economic world in the 1980s has been a major plot element in a number of successful musicals. From the redundant steelworkers of The Full Monty to the striking coal miners of Billy Elliot, the issue of mostly men dealing with job elimination often took a back seat to more feel-good plot points, be it a group of men doing a striptease act or a boy wanting to learn ballet. The Last Ship, playing at San Francisco's Golden Gate Theater through March 22nd, ups the labor quotient to about 50%, with the other half a traditional romance. The show, with music and lyrics by Sting, had its Broadway debut in 2014 and lasted only 3 months. It's been revamped with a new book by director Lorne Campbell and Sting doing 8 shows a week. It's the Thatcher era, and the employees of a Northern England shipyard have been told that the ship currently being built will not be finished, and most of the workers let go. Those who are asked to return to scrap the ship will do so at a significantly lower wage. This doesn't sit well with union leader Jackie White, played by Sting, who's trying to figure a way out while dealing with some health issues. Meanwhile, Gideon Fletcher, played by Oliver Seville, who abandoned his girlfriend Meg Dawson, played by Frances McNamee, 17 years earlier, has returned, and Meg is none too pleased to see him, at least until the finale. The show is obviously a labor of love for Sting, but the incongruity of the two storylines is just the first of many obstacles that prevent this show from setting sail. They never really gel, as the show clunkily moves from one to the other before awkwardly merging at the end. Thick accents make dialogue often incomprehensible, and musically the show is all over the map. Sometimes the music soars, and sometimes it just lays there. The cast does what it can, and they occasionally bring a third dimension to two-dimensional characters. McNamee comes off best, and while Sting, who is upstaged by his codpiece in David Lynch's Dune, does his best to not upstage his castmates, come on, it's Sting. But if Sting wasn't in the show, would there be a compelling reason to see it? With Sting in the show, is there a compelling reason to see it? My answers to both questions are the same. The Last Ship runs Tuesday through Sunday through March 22nd at the Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco. Dates and times vary. For more information, go to BroadwaySF.com. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.
The station in life you become, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and whatever the weave of this life that you've spun, on the earth or in heaven or under the sun, when the last ship